Lee Roberts, South Coast Sports Radio, with Baffin's Milton Robus manager, Louis Bell. Louis, good performance today in the win over Coldon Common, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was pleased with the boys today, Lee. We've been working on a few bits and pieces. Me and Andy Kircher, we know we've got to bring that bit of discipline in, and the boys have responded really well.
Who was your star performer today? Because there were several from 1 to 11, weren't there?
Well, I think everybody done well again today, from the goalkeeper, Daryl Harding. And he didn't have a lot to do, but when he was called into action, he done well. But for me, again, it was Tyler Morritt. The last couple of games, he's been outstanding. And I think the boy's getting better and better. And I think he will get better and better. And our only problem is going to be now is whether we can keep him.
After missing out on the league title last year, do you feel that that's going to inspire Baffin's to go and win the title again?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, you come here and places like Coldon Common today, they're an organised side, they're all together, they're committed. You read the programme notes, everybody sort of not fears us, but knows that they're going to get a decent game against us. We come here and they, you know, they try to spoil us, and then there's got to be a bit of patience, and then also a bit about a bit of quality.
I mean, we talk in the higher level sometimes about referees, Louis, and the referee today actually didn't have a lot to do. What did you make of the referee's performance today overall?
To be fair, I think he was one of the best referees we've had for a long, long time. I thought he was disciplined, not because we've won 5-2. I think he's handled the game very well. And all fair play to him. I think the referee was excellent.
And talking about matters off the pitch, the transformation of the ground along the Eastern Road, just talk to me about the amount of work that's gone in behind the scenes from everyone, from the secretary to you as manager, Louis.
Well, I just can't, you know, I've never been at a club. When I was at Portchester last year, I used to see it happening, but I wasn't involved in it myself. Paul Kelly and Pete Stiles, and now I've come over here, and you've got people working at this club tirelessly, and to me, you know, it just speaks volumes of the team, of the side, and of actually Baffin's Milton. You know, they've got such a community spirit and are committed for each other, even down to digging holes, putting up fences, which they've been doing all morning. It's been excellent.
One question I wanted to ask you is, people talk about a five-year plan, Louis, for Baffin's Milton Rovers. Simply, what is the five-year plan?
Five-year plan, we've got to be playing in the Wessex Prem. I think we've got enough to win Hampshire. There's some good sides in here. Handball in particular are going to be a good side. I think a few sides are going to give it a go this season. But we've got to be getting promoted this year for our ground to go to Wessex 1. I think we've got enough to compete very well in Wessex 1 as well. So I think the talent's here with the young boys. They're only a young squad. And if we can keep improving it, signing players, I've signed Luke Musselwhite. It's going to give us another dimension. Georgie Way is going to sign this week. Great experience. Wessex League, good player. So we're keeping everybody on their toes. But I'm so pleased with the response me and Andy Kircher's had with the players. They've given us it all. And obviously, like you said there, the secretary, I know she's standing not far from us, but you can't ask for a better person to be in charge of a football club.
Well, congratulations on the 5-2 win over Coldon Common. Louis, we'll speak with you soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lee.